We are in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, still on Sif Dalet, the halacha of a mistake found in a Sefer Torah. So we go further. The Ramah had just given us a halacha that you do not take out another Sefer Torah unless the first one had a toes gomer. Whereas, if it did not have a toes gomer, you do not take out another Sefer Torah. So we now go on in the Ramah. For Chaseris and Yeseris, you do not take out another Sefer Torah. And the Ramah says as follows: Maril pasak de ein lavi Sefer Torah acheres. The Maril says that since none of our Sifrei Torah are clearly definitely kosher because we may have made a mistake in a mali and a chaser, there's no sense taking out another one ever. Even if the mistake that was made was a toes gomer, even if it was a mistake that is gomer, but who says the next Sefer Torah is kosher? So according to the Maril, we never take out another Sefer Torah. Ubeis Yosef pasach the tzorich lohotzi Sefer Torah acheres. The Beis Yosef says that you do have to take out another Sefer Torah. Lochein tzorich lachalei kach. Therefore, it makes sense to differentiate between a toes gomer and chaseris v'yaseris. That if it's a matter of a mole or chaser, so there we say it could be the next Sefer Torah is no better, and there we continue with the Sefer Torah. Whereas if there's a real mistake, there we would take out another Sefer Torah. So what exactly is a real mistake? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're talking about words that are different but mean the same, for example, Salma and Simla, that is considered a toes gomer. You take out another Sefer Torah. A mistake of Zohar to Nekevo or Nekevo to Zohar. Even in a case where you could possibly read the Nekevo as Zohar. For example, in the case of the word Oholo, there are times that Aleph Hey Lamed Hey is read Oholo. It's a Korean exiv. It's read Oholo. Nevertheless, if you write Aleph Hey Lamed Hey when it's supposed to be Aleph Hey Lamed Vav, the halacha would be that it is not kosher because this one has to be written Aleph Hey Lamed Vav, and it is not a matter of a mole of a chaser. Even something where the two words are almost exactly the same and they mean the identical thing, somim and to'omim, still, because you pronounce that the pronunciation is different, it is ma'akif. In a case where there is no difference in pronunciation but a difference in meaning, it is also ma'akif. For example, the word v'nimtza. The nimtza domo is with a hay at the end, and it means to squeeze out the blood, and v'nimtza means to be found. So if you have an aleph instead of a hay, or a hay in place of an aleph, and the word v'nimtza, that too is ma'akiv. One thing that the Mishnah Berurah says is not ma'akiv is the letters that b'mesorah are supposed to be small letters, the letters that b'mesorah are supposed to be large letters, that is not ma'akiv, as well as the nekudis, that we have in Hanistoros Lashem Elokeinu, in Ayi Sarei Ishtecha, the dots that are put into the Sefer Torah itself are also not ma'akiv. Now we go further in the Ramah. U'b'shas hadchak, she'en letzibur rak Sefer Torah pasul. What happens b'shas hadchak if the tzibur only has a pasul Sefer Torah? Ve'en shal mishi yochel l'sakno, and on a weekday there's no one to fix it. Yesh omrim di yesh likros bo b'tzibur ulavarach alav. There's an opinion that if you have no brayer of b'shas hadchak, you can actually lane from a pasul Sefer Torah. Ve'yesh poslim, and there are those who pasul. Now, what do we say lahalacha? So lahalacha, we are not somach on this. We hold that you should not take out a Sefer Torah that is pasul. What happens if they did take out a pasul Sefer Torah? Some say that you should continue the kriya with brachas. Just the maftir should not make brachas. You use the shvi as the maftir and say kaddish after the haftorah. The Dago Mervava says that you should, the person that had the aliyah, you should finish the entire parsha with that person. If you didn't yet have Shiva Kruim, so what should you do? We're talking about a case where you found a Sefer Torah, that you took out a Sefer Torah thinking it was kosher, and in the middle you find it's pasul. So according to the Dago Mervava, you should finish the parsha with that one person. What happens if you didn't yet have Shiva Kruim? So what you should do is call up as many kruim that you're missing, but they shall not make brachas. the person that made the bracha lefaneho should not be Masiach Das. And what you do is, at the end, he will make the bracha achreha. He will also have the maftir, meaning he will also say the haftorah. This is the sheet of the Dagom Ravava. There are those who say that he shouldn't even make a bracha on the haftorah altogether. In the case where the mistake was found in Gavra Lagavra, La Halacha, we continue laning without calling anybody up, and we don't make brachas over it. The reason being that we hold La Halacha that you cannot lain from a Sefer Torah that is possible. Now further, Vim Chumish Echad Shalem, below Tos. You have a regular Sefer Torah, the mistake is in Sefer Shmos, and now you're laning Sefer Bereishis. The Halacha is Yesh La Halacha Likros Posa, Chumish Aval Pishesh Tos Bachirin. There are those who say that there's a makum to be makel and lain from a sefer that is shalein, that is kosher, even though another sefer is puzzle. Again, we're talking about where you have all Chamisha Chumshe Torah in front of you, meaning the sefer Torah has all of Chamisha Chumshe Torah. L'maisa rov achronim are machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah says, ein limchos, you cannot protest if somebody is makel.